faithful Rosary warrior has made a very generous challenge. If those who are praying with us will make a small monthly donation and we reach a total of $500,000, then he will match it with another $500,000 to make $1 million. Now, we can get this Rosary podcast to another person for $1, and we want to reach 1 million people worldwide. So help us reach $1 million so that we can reach 1 million people. So how many people do you want to bring to Jesus through Mary this Christmas? 100? 500? 1,000? 10,000? In the episode, below the transcript, just click on Donate and follow the prompts. A small monthly gift from a lot of people. 1 million hearts for Jesus. Wouldn't that be a great gift to give him this Christmas? Welcome to our daily Rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of St. John Damascene. He's actually one of my favorites, but they all kind of are. Born of a Catholic family in Damascus, Syria, in the year 675, John grew up under Muslim civil rule. His father was the chief financial officer for the Muslim ruler, and later, John became the chief counselor of Caliph Abdul Malik. However, in the year 726, the Byzantine emperor in Constantinople, Leo III, issued a law that all sacred images and icons of Jesus, Mary, and the saints had to be destroyed. As soon as word of this got to John, he began writing and distributing pamphlets to convince the people to ignore the unjust law. He explained to them that we need sacred images and icons because they remind us of the presence of God and the help of Mary and the saints. Crucifixes, pictures, statues, icons, these are vital reminders that God is with us and that He's caring for us. And when we remove all of these visible reminders of God's presence from our lives, then we quickly forget about God, and we forget His promise to care for all our needs. And then, thinking we're on our own, we experience the weight of our responsibilities, and we begin to feel overwhelmed and anxious. See, anxiety comes from pride, and pride is self-reliance. But God never asked us to go it alone. He wants us to rely on Him and on Mary and Joseph and the angels and the saints, and He wants us to rely on each other. Icons, statues, pictures of Jesus and the saints, they remind us you're not alone. So stop living like you are. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, when the Byzantine emperor received the news that John was undermining his law to destroy the religious art, the emperor wanted John killed. But he could do nothing, because John lived outside of his authority. John lived under Muslim civil rule. So the Byzantine emperor had a letter forged, allegedly from John, stating John's intention to destabilize the Muslim caliph and hand Damascus, the capital of the Muslim Umayyad Empire, over to the Byzantine emperor. This letter was then delivered by a spy to the caliph, who upon receiving it had John arrested and his right hand cut off in the public square. Now John took his severed hand and he went to the nearest Catholic church, where he lay prostrate in front of an icon of Mary holding the child Jesus. Clutching his severed hand to his breast, he begged Our Lady for help until he passed out, and while unconscious, she appeared to him, promising to restore his hand and encouraging him to use that hand to write and to fight for the truth and the goodness of religious images and not give up. And when he awoke, his hand was restored. And with that hand, he did write, and he did defend sacred images. And it's due to John's efforts that we have them today. In gratitude, John had a silver hand, representing his own, attached to the icon that he prayed before. This icon still exists today. It's known as the Icon of Three Hands, and it resides on Mount Athos in Greece. I have a copy. I love it. Soon after, John left everything and became a monk and a priest at the monastery of St. Saba, just outside of Jerusalem. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We should have the kind of trust St. John Damascene had for Our Lady. John said, Mary, you're my mother and my queen. I belong to you. I cannot restore my hand. I can't fix this. So I surrender everything to you. And because his trust was great, Our Lady did great things for him. We, on the other hand, we place our trust in ourselves and not in God or Our Lady. We make plans, take action, we do what we can to control all the variables, but it's all done in self-reliance. And then we suffer from anxiety, anger, and exhaustion. But how about living a different way? Why don't we ask Our Lady to conduct all our affairs? Entrust everything to her, because the Holy Spirit works through her. A friend of mine, who is a doctor, was on call during Thanksgiving. I saw him at Mass that morning. Wished him a happy Thanksgiving. He said, well, I'm on call today. I said, try this. Entrust your affairs to Our Lady today. Let her conduct your day. Later that night, I texted him and I said, how'd she do? And he said, I didn't get called into the hospital. I was able to spend the entire day with my family. The more I do this, the more I ask Our Lady to conduct all my affairs, to take care of everything, I am astounded how she does. This is why we consecrate ourselves to Our Lady. So you have an option. You can just keep doing everything all by yourself, or live like John Damascene. Entrust yourself to her and see how she does. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Devotion to Mary is really just to live in imitation of Jesus. At Cana, remember, Jesus was totally unconcerned about things. It was Mary who was watching over everything. The wedding feast, the beginning of the public ministry of Jesus, the faith of the apostles, everything. She saw what needed to be done and said to Jesus, "They have no wine." Yet, again, how did Jesus reply? "Woman, what is this to me?" Mary watched over everything. Then she intuited and prompted Jesus to act, and he was docile to her. Then he worked his first public miracle, saving the wedding feast, launching his public ministry, and causing the apostles to believe. So, what do you worry about that's beyond your ability to control? Entrust that to Mary. Ask her to conduct all your affairs. Then pay close attention to what she does and how she inspires you to act. We want to be docile to her and to cooperate with her rather than fight against her. Again, I love what St. Maximilian Kolbe wrote. "When at times I'm tempted to worry, I immediately say to myself, 'Silly one, why do you worry? Is this your work? If all belongs to the Immaculata, will she not attend to it? Then let her lead you.'" Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Consecration to Mary is not something new. It's very ancient. In fact, we have homilies from St. John Damascene in the 700s given at the tomb of Mary, the place of her assumption, where he teaches consecration to Mary. In one of those homilies, John wrote, "We today also remain near you, O Lady. Yes, I repeat, O Lady, Mother of God and Virgin, we bind our souls to your hope as to a most firm and totally unbreakable anchor, consecrating to you our mind, soul, body, and all our being, and honoring you as much as we can with psalms, hymns, and spiritual canticles." Now, through this Rosary podcast, like John, we're preparing to consecrate ourselves to Our Lady once again on December 8th. But we can renew this consecration every day with the simple phrase of John Paul, totus tuus, "Mary, I am all yours, and all that is mine is yours." And then pay attention and do whatever she tells you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, do you know how many days in a row we've been doing this rosary podcast? Do you know how many of these in a row you've read and edited?
Too many. and I should say not enough.
1,927.
Wow.
But that's our mission. Our mission is to, well, honestly, to eliminate spiritual poverty by providing for people a way to learn their faith and to learn how to meditate at the School of Mary. And that's why we try to give new content every day and to educate people in the entirety of the Catechism. That's why we've added this new series on the commandments, but also practical series like the one we just did on free time and leisure.
I was just talking to a friend about that free time one. He said, I love that series so much. I don't care what you guys do next. I'm just going to re-listen to that one. Nothing else is going to be that good.
But it takes a lot of time to put this new content together every day, 7 days a week. And we want to reach as many people as we can around the world. In fact, we're in 150 countries now. So I want to ask those who pray with us regularly to go on mission with us to lead people to Jesus through a deeper life of prayer. And one really easy way to do that is just in the episode you're listening to, just under the transcript, click on donate. And if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcast, you can just go to the episode's description, click donate, and follow the prompts and pay online. Really easy, less than 3 clicks. So go on mission with us and help us to bring this content and this deeper life of prayer to people all over the world. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.
I don't think you're getting off that easy without a conversation.
Well, what were you reflecting on?
I had a very bold resolution from this meditation, a crazy resolution that could be life-changing. And also fit together like puzzle pieces. And very similar to during our Holy Leisure series, I made a very bold commitment to completely cut YouTube out of my life. And that has gone so unbelievably well.
Dang, that means I don't get $100.
You don't get $100. Although it also means I never spend the $100. Because I'm always like, what if I fall? Which granted, I can give you $100 out of my own money. But it's going very well. And I think part of it is that once I say something on the podcast, oh man, does that hold me to it? So I've got a crazy, crazy picture concept here. I love the story of St. John Damascene. I think it's such a beautiful and insane miracle to have his entire hand healed and the commitment that he's like, I will use this hand to, what was it, right?
To fight the emperor.
I don't have an emperor to fight. but this is not one of those prayers that has a clause where it's like, Mary, if you don't do this, then I'm not going to do that. But I want to do a couple things.
Let's hear it.
First of all, there's a really beautiful pendant I saw a long time ago. That was just a silver hand.
Yes.
And I was really like, I don't know what really drew me to it, but I really, really wanted it. And I was like, I have no reason. This is the strangest thing. Why would I wear that or buy it? But I want to get it now as a reminder because I would like to make a deal with Mary. And I want you to be in this deal with Mary with me. Not that you have to do the same commitment, but that you pray in the same way. I'll say this. If Mary heals my jaw, then I will commit to completely changing my speech so that nothing I say can be soiled. Nothing.
So
that means no words against people. That means no cursing. It means never saying anything I shouldn't, which means I can still have I can be the most terrible person on the inside.
Well, if you can control your tongue, you can control your whole being.
Yes.
So many of our listeners probably don't realize that since you were 2.5, you've had rheumatoid arthritis that has affected your jaw, your neck, and your knee. And especially since you are a musician and singer,
mm-hmm.
And I think that you do have a mission in this world to use your voice to lead people to God.
And that's not my fault. Oh. Mary did that to me. I had no intention of making either a career or a mission field over a podcast.
So,
what do you think of my proposition? I say it's no guarantee, but that's not my point.
Can you also say with it, fiat voluntas tua?
I think I got to say that either way.
Thy will be done. That Our Lady, I'm going to make a deal with you. You heal my arthritis in my jaw. And let's throw in the neck and the knee as well.
I don't care about those two things. Those are fine.
Okay, so Our Lady.
I'm not that greedy.
Our Lady, you heal my jaw of arthritis. And I will commit to never using my mouth again, my jaw again, for anything that would be offensive against your Immaculate Heart.
Yeah.
And she would say to you, well, why wouldn't you do that anyway?
It is a difficult thing to do.
It's very difficult. Bad. Okay.
Because what I consider to be like crossing a line, I would throw that more into shades of gray. Right. But if I have this heavy of a weight on it, it's so simple.
So then I'm going to challenge you to make the commitment ahead of time.
Absolutely. I'm not saying she's got to do this and then I'll... No, my commitment is absolutely to start now if I can.
You can.
I will. One day you've got to start making bolder promises on this podcast.
Okay. I will ask Our Lady what bold promise she wants me to make. And when she prompts me, I will make it.
All right. But the people need to pray for me in this. This is going to be a difficult commitment.
Well, we pray. Every time you and I pray, we pray for all of our listeners, for all the people praying with us. Because
pay it back, guys.
This is, and I'm going to stop calling people listeners because they're not listeners. We're praying together. This is not like a typical podcast where people just listen. We're not listening. We're praying.
Mm.
This is a mission because the rosary can stop wars and change world events and bring about healings and conversions. And we're all praying together.
Yeah, St. John Damascene got a whole hand.
He got a whole hand. He did have to have it cut off first.
I'm okay with that. You can cut off my whole head first, as long as I get it back.
John clutched his hand to his breast. I'm picturing you clutching your head. That would be
like the Headless Horseman.
No, it would be like the icon of John the Baptist with his head on a platter.
I was born on the birthday of St. John the Baptist.
Yeah, that's true.
Got some lovely connections here.
That's true. Ominous. Okay, I love your bold commitment. So that means today, December 4th, 2023, from now on, no cursing, no gossip, no tearing people down.
This is going to be a brutal life in the best way. But I give everyone permission. If I say anything that crosses a line, you can just smack me across the face.
That would not be good for your jaw.
No, but it'd be good for my pride.
Okay. And I will ask Our Lady what bold are commitments she wants from me. All right. I love it. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.